2, relax.
Aliens on the border.
Are we ready or not? Are we Gucci?
We're Gooch. You want to just go?
I want to just go, and I want to just say that a lot of crazy shit has been happening since the beginning of 2021. I love it. I forgot we were in 2021. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of the new year. The first episode that is live in a hot fucking minute. I am back in this bitch. As you may have heard on the last episode with Orly. In any case, a lot of crazy shit is going on. Roger, aka Josh, what's up, man?
What's up, dude? I'm taking on the moniker for today. I am now the host. And we're making a normal rotation. I'll change that, actually.
It's too late. The people have seen it. No, so if you guys weren't paying attention to the news or anything, which I hardly ever do, the only reason I found out is because everybody was blowing up my phone about it. The, you know, Trump supporters stormed the Capitol today and were like, I don't even know what the fuck they wanted. What did they want? Were they trying to find their
they were upset about The Office being taken off of Netflix.
Dude, I was mad. You know, The Office is off of Netflix. I couldn't find Goodfellas anymore. But then Netflix was like, JK, it's still here. So I decided to, you know what, I'm going to cancel my flight to the Capitol. I'll watch Goodfellas instead. But no, you know, it's interesting to see how this is playing out, because I'm very non-reactionary, because I've grown tired of, you know, political discourse and all this other shit, just because of paying attention to it for so fucking long, to where it's just like, hey man, I see the game, which is the system that we live in or whatever, and I'm disenchanted and I don't care enough anymore. So I'm, you know, fucking super apolitical as fuck, and I like to make fun of everything. But today got a little fucking crazy. Like, people literally stormed the U.S. Capitol.
Lady got shot.
A 16-year-old unarmed civilian was shot and has since died at the Capitol. Actually pulled up, like, one of the, articles outlining all of that stuff, but that's pretty fucking wild, dude. You know, my brother messaged one of my it all started when I got, at least for me, at least I was working whatever, I work from home. One of my group chats with my brothers and some of my cousins was like, hey dude, the guys think it'll be a civil war, and I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yes.
And then it just kept like snowballing. Like, everybody was posting shit. It was all over Twitter, it was all over Facebook, pretty much every social media outlet, you know, people expressing their opinions on what the fuck was going on. And to, like, I've kind of just sat back to absorb the moment more than anything. And I find it surprising that this is where we chose to. And I say we, because I don't mean I'm identifying as like a Trump supporter or anything like that, because I'm definitely not, did not vote for the past couple of elections, have actually never voted, because again, apolitical. Anyways, I just found it interesting that this is the hill that they chose to die on. You know what I mean? Like, of all the previous things where signs on or writing on the wall, as far as like the collapse or the blatant manipulation of the system by corporations, I guess, or maybe like the quote unquote elite or whatever. Like, I find it interesting that this is where they finally, they being the, you know, general population, have decided to take action. I don't know. I just think it's like, fuck, we're way past the point of no return, dude. Like, where the fuck was all of this shit back in 2016 with like the DNC and all this other shit? Like, you know, you would have figured that's where people would have been like, fuck this. I don't know. What's your take, bro?
I think they are children. I think it's been weird. It's weird to see the disconnect that's been happening, right? That a lot of the general reaction that I've seen from people who were Trump supporters, which were surprisingly very docile within the last couple of weeks, considering they were, I guess, awaiting election results or awaiting one of the 62. Now, I don't know how many fucking lawsuits there were, but they were awaiting the outcome before they could start, you know, freaking out and rioting on the streets or something like that. But after Pence and after today, the whole thing with Mitch McConnell, too, after they both said, like, hey, what can you fucking do? You know, it was a fair election. None of the stuff that was put out, you know, there were again like 62 lawsuits. They fucking took it to Senate with Texas, who tried to fucking lead that. Surprisingly, in only the battleground states that he lost, right? But not any of the other places. And then they put up rewards also. They were like, hey, I'll give $1 million to anybody that can have proof of voter fraud. And if they don't have proof, is just kind of like, all right, so it was an election, fair and square. These people lost. Peaceful transition to power, right? That was the idea. Not going to happen. And we've seen it for the longest time now, right? Like the Trump was never like, I'm going to accept real election results, you know? No, he since the debates had started happening, he had been asked, like, will you accept results? And he was like, I don't know. There's a lot of stinky things that the Democrats are doing, you know, like the whole fucking time.
Which, to be completely honest, is fair, but both sides, I feel, you know, definitely have their hand in the cookie jar in a certain way. I'm not saying in voter fraud. I'm saying like in the primaries and shit by selecting candidates, like the purpose.
Oh, yeah. We'll say here. Both parties are shit. Yeah, that's fair. Both parties are shit, but one of them is currently trying to stage a coup, and that is not on par with any of the other shit that we. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, probably there's a lot more, you know, awful shit that happens, you know, at least not in front of our faces. But this is happening in front of our faces, and we see them fucking storming the Capitol. People literally standing at the podium and saying and yelling, "Trump is president." I was at first, I was like on a crusade against like everybody that was like posting stuff. And I was just like, dude, how are you not fucking like condemning this? Like, how do you not believe any of the shit that's happening, you know, is toxic to the democracy or whatever. And then I was like, you know what? I don't give a shit. Like I'm going to try to avoid all this talk. Because the last time that I had this kind of like talk about anything was just fucking awful during the Black Lives Matter stuff. So people are trying to equate that shit. They're trying to say like, hey man, the stuff that happened with BLM is similar, right? I mean, to what's happening here.
The actual things is that there was 100% riots like with the whole BLM thing, and before everyone starts saying, "Eh, fuck you, Judge," whatever the fuck. Again, I don't identify as a Trump supporter, or you know, I hardly support anything for that fucking matter. Again, I'm super fucking apolitical and will make fun of everything. That is what I like to do. That's the way that I fucking express myself. Anyways, it's 100% fair to draw parallels because there was a 1,000,000% riots that did happen.
Okay, so drawing parallels versus trying to equate a fucking coup to whatever the fuck
happened at that point. I'm not saying that they're the same thing. They're two different things, but the fact of the matter is that there's riots in both. Can you call this a riot versus calling it a straight up coup d'etat? Who fucking knows, right? Like, I don't know. I would think that a coup d'etat would be orchestrated by an actual organization, not just, you know, fanatics or zealots that.
What do you think the government is? What do you think Trump is? The highest office in power.
People that stormed the Capitol are not fucking part of the government.
Dude, like, these are people that are identifying as Proud Boys, people that were given a direct order to fucking stand by when asked about, you know, condemning white supremacy and accepting election results. This dude, there were fucking emails going around. They were like, President Trump needs you now because this Democrats are trying to steal the election. You know, like, all that stuff. People have been talking about taking to the streets for weeks. This is not a surprise, right? Like, but for them to straight up storm the Capitol, like, that was not, that was unprecedented. No, it wasn't unprecedented. It was fucking baffling to see it happen, but also it was like they set it up. Like, that was the plan.
Yeah, but I also don't, I feel that, you know, the mainstream media, three-letter organizations of news and shit have a fucking huge role to play in this by continuously polarizing the information that is out there in, like, events and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, since, this is just facts. Since fucking Trump became president or whatever, what the fuck was the first, like, 3 years of his presidency? He's a fucking Russian spy. And then, oh, he's not, but we're going to pretend like we didn't fucking say that for the fucking past 3 years. And then, again, like, all I'm trying to point out, and not in defense of Trump or anything, is that the media does a very good job of polarizing and kind of, like, insinuating and in a certain extent, you know, sowing the seeds of, like, dissension to a certain extent. That is, who the fuck is this ultimately going to benefit, you know? Like, to, under the guise of, oh, race wars and people that support Trump are racist and shit like that, which I don't think that's a safe thing to say as a blanket statement, you know, for all of the people that support Trump. Because if you think about it, I'm more than sure that there's reasonable people that voted for Trump because they just didn't want to fucking vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, and then that was back in 2016. Now coming back.
Yeah, dude. But that's the thing, though, is like all the things that have fucking, like, developed since then. Like, I don't know, man.
The two-party system, flawed as fuck. You know, democracy devolves into tyranny, as fucking Plato describes or whatever. So, like, is this the end, or this the only good or silver lining that I think can come of this is that it's a wake-up call to see, like, do you fucking see how much, and I guess to me and people like me and shit, political inactivity can result in, like, to if you let the system drive itself on cruise control, it creates this situation to where, like, the top whatever percentage of individuals and corporations and shit that own most of the wealth in this country run the fucking government. And that just is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, people are fucking out here. The government's out here trying to tell us, like, hey, shut down coronavirus and everything the fuck. But then they're not doing shit to give people a fighting chance, in the sense of, like, a lot of fucking people have lost their jobs. So many people are fighting for, like, unemployment and shit. And they've given us, what, a fucking $1,200 stimulus check 8 months ago, 6 months ago, and then, like, here's another $600, like, to hold yourself over. Is like, what the fuck? Yeah. You're telling us we can't go work, like, restaurants and all these fucking places closed. We can't do gatherings and shit. And I mean, it's not so prevalent here in Texas because it's very lax, but other parts
of the country. Not lax, it's just that people are, they found the loopholes and they're using them. Like, and Abbott refuses to fucking shut down. I think, what, Laredo is now the second highest in hospitalizations here, right?
And, you know, and, like,
dude, we're at like 40 some percent now, 43, I think, was the last
I know, man. And the just through personal experience and shit, like, I've been quarantined for, like, the past, I don't know how many weeks already. I'm just waiting on my fucking test results to see what's up. So, like, it's a fucking hectic time, dude. It's been weird as fuck since the beginning of coronavirus, back in the February of last year. March is, like, when everything started to get real serious. We're almost a year into this pandemic, you know, and a lot of countries are doing better, and it's crazy. And
Zealand eradicated it twice.
Yeah, their place. You know, and it's a great time for people to, like, really wake up. But unfortunately, I think that I'm gonna chalk it up to, I guess, the powers that be have done a very good job in making us fucking stupid as a whole. If that makes any sense. With, like,
here's the thing, dude. I'm gonna say it, like, I agree with what you're saying, like, in the sense that, like, the media will spin a lot of shit and, you know, be purposely divisive because it's like that's their job, right? Like, but
that's not their job.
It's their job according to their what?
I think it's like a special interest of the media conglomerates that own all the fucking news outlets. It's in their best interest to continue.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, in special interest of the people who are. So I agree with that. But then when you have things that happen like in your face, in front of you, like that, you hear things like they fucking lobbed that shit to him, to Trump when they were like, well, you condemn white supremacy here now. Right. And he was like, I guess. He was like, I don't know. All right, I guess. And he was like, all right, well, do it. And then he was like, well, whatever. What do you want me to call them? You know, and they were like, Proud Boys. And he goes, hey, Proud Boys. Fucking, you know. You know. And so it was just like, what? Like, it was like the easiest thing to do, right? Would have just been like, fuck white supremacists, dude. I hate y'all. But no, that's his fucking base. He's got support from that shit. And these people, he knew that if there were going to be anybody that he could fucking manipulate into staging a fucking coup or doing anything that it takes to keep him in power, he's going to tap that. And like, I don't think he was stupid in doing that. I mean, I do think he was stupid, but I think.
But I mean, we did it in both ways. Like, we can't have him be a fucking buffoon and then also be like this master planner that I'm going to utilize these
people. Absolutely, you can. What are you talking about, man? The guy can create fanatics, right? That's all he needed to do. He can be a complete moron, but if he brings up people who are. Sorry, what?
If he really is the moron that people make him out to be, then you can't have him be like this mastermind and also be like, but I'm also going to puppeteer this shit. You know what I mean? How's that? What? Like,
you appeal to the fucking, well, if you appeal to enough people, regardless of how fucking stupid you are, right? You appeal to enough people and other people are trying to tell you like, hey, just think about how every other fucking stupid, like, baseless, you know, theory or whatever the fuck there is right now. Right. You have the flat earth one, anti-vaxxers, fucking anti-mask, COVID deniers, Holocaust deniers, all these things appeal to people who are fucking stupid. And if you play stupid and you bring these people along and you unmask them and you then mobilize them, we absolutely can do that. Like you absolutely can do that. The main thing is that like, here's what I thought at the very beginning, was like seeing the Trump presidency like unfold. When I first thought, I thought there's no way this guy's that fucking dumb. Like, there's no way this guy can spew so much bullshit and talk like a fucking like a middle schooler on stage, and then have people be like, "That's a president," right? I was thinking that the whole time. I was like, there's no way, right? But I realized people are fucking dumb, dude. And because they're dumb, they appeal that dude will appeal to them because he's like, I like him because he speaks the truth. Or if he does something that like appeals to my shitty nature, and I don't like all these big fucking words and people who are trying to take away my freedom, right? But now when they're actually trying to take away the freedom, right? Undermine democracy and stage a coup, they're like, fuck yeah, dude, take all those freedoms. Like, I don't understand it, right? Like, the whole thing has always just been like, so long as we're owning the fucking liberals, right, I don't care about any of the fucking shit that you do, and you know, we could just leave it like that. I've always thought that that's always just like the dude appeals to the worst in people, and because he can do that, because these people are so I'm fucking right and you're not, right? It's just going to be like, you know, easier for him to mobilize them, right? Like, I wish I could put it in better words, but I'm kind of stupid myself, right? A lot of people come to my shows. So, but I mean, but
you're not the fucking president. I mean, I get what you're saying, and
that's my point though. At a bigger lining,
the silver lining that I would like to, you know, again, it's would like to take away from this is maybe people will be a little bit more active in the political sphere so that we don't just leave this bitch on autopilot the way we have been.
We saw the biggest fucking turnout, the biggest fucking turnout in history in this last election.
You know, I'm not saying okay, so we did see the biggest turnout for the election for two fucking shitty candidates. is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and I will be one of the first to concede that I feel like the only reason Joe Biden was winning is because everybody's so fucking tired of Trump,
yeah, exactly.
Which is not a good excuse, right? Oh, like, I would like to be as critical about
Biden. As the progressive fucking party, which
he's not progressive. Not at all.
They're not. Okay. And neither are like mainstream mainline Democrats. They're more so like corporate centrists than anything else. But that's what I'm saying. We've been so leaving this motherfucker to run on autopilot so long that that's now what's supposed to be the quote unquote like party of the people and shit is not, you know, like they've done everything to back big business and shit, have been denying shit that is actually progressive, like Medicare for all, universal fucking basic income, you know, trying to make tuition affordable for fucking people for higher education and shit if they want it, you know, like all of the things that are actual progressive fucking policies, both sides are not really giving a fuck about, you know, like the, and again, I feel that's more so a function of us as a whole, the whole United States, the population of the United States, not being politically active enough to be pressuring the people that are supposed to quote unquote represent us, you know, like,
let's talk a little bit because you know what? I'm just realizing now we didn't have an election cast this year.
No, we didn't.
We didn't talk about any of that kind of stuff. And we should have, but I think you were busy on baby duty and understandable. But what do you think about the crazy fucking turnout for Latinos for Trump?
Shit. I honestly am not entirely sure what to make of that. You know, I don't know what fucking stance on any policy that
fucking Zapata flipped, bro. I was like, what? Zapata?
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know why they're, maybe it appeals to like the embedded like machista thing in Latinos. You know what I mean? Like maybe he appeals to that part of it a little bit more than logic or anything.
I heard it discussed, and this is what this is what I think people got through, right? Their whole thing was like, especially because the biggest fucking voter turnout that was happening were people that were like immigrants in Florida, who were majority like Cuban, right? And the whole thing that happened there was that they ran what's it called? They ran ads, right? Campaign ads, right? Because Biden knew he wasn't gonna fucking win Florida, right? And so they didn't mobilize as much as they could have there. But they ran ads, and by they I mean the Republicans, right? Or Trump's campaign ran ads that said Joe Biden is a socialist. You know what happens to socialists? And these people fucking lived it firsthand, dude. They know firsthand what they believe socialism would, you know, drive through, right? And or end up in. And that turned into, I guess, like a fear, which is another thing that he's really fucking good at doing, which is fear mongering and using that to rally people. And that caused like a massive turnout for voters. At least that's the way I saw it. Like, it could just be that they're like, I don't like Mexicans. Like, I don't know, dude. But that shit to me was insane. Laredo, I mean, there was a little bit of an increase. I don't know how much, but there was a little bit of an increase. But I think seeing all those fucking trucks like driving around with their flags on them and stuff, I think that kind of made people like, yeah, fuck that. I'm going to go vote. Like, there's a lot of people this time around. There were so many fucking signs compared to where it was in 2016. So that's at least my theory on it. I don't know. I don't know what.
Yeah, I'd have to look at a lot more, you know, data
sources. I've heard things about policy, about like how he's done stuff for, but it's because like whenever this guy's like, I've done the most for Hispanic communities or whatever, like, I'm like, no, you haven't. Like, just like my immediate reaction is that, but I don't fucking know. Maybe he has.
Well, I know that like black-owned businesses kind of had a boom throughout his presidency, but you know, I don't know if that's a result of like his direct policy or just shit that was from like the previous administration.
Oh yeah, a lot of the stuff that he's claiming wins for were stuff that was set in motion for during Obama era stuff. But
for the most Republican Democrat presidents that we've ever had.
Shit, man. So I'm gonna be honest. I was supposed to be working the last 2 hours. I ended up taking a nap because I was just so exhausted about all this shit going on. So I was just like, nah, I'm gonna go to sleep. And took like an hour and a half nap. And I have not checked for any updates. I'm kind of scared to. Vanessa Seca says most oil field places were telling their employees that if they didn't vote for Trump, they were going to get fired.
Okay.
Shit. I also read things about people that at apartments, they were getting notices that were like, you vote for Biden, that means I'm going to get increased taxes, which means I'm going to have to charge you more rent. Right.
You and vote for Biden, you best be hiding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it. I don't know. Actually, I don't know what I would do if I got like a notice. Somebody was like, dude, you don't vote for Trump, you get fired. I think I'd probably go not vote for Trump anyway and then just say that I did. How are you going to find out?
They definitely cannot discriminate you for like your fucking ideology. You know what I mean? Like that's a weird threat. Like what the fuck? Like I am going to go out on a limb here, but I'm fairly certain that that's like illegal. You know what I mean? It's probably somewhere in like.
Sounds
like,
illegal. I don't know.
You can't fucking work here. Like,
That's for sure illegal. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that kind of falls under whatever clause protects, you know, like my whatever. For people when they get hired and shit. I don't know. Who fucking knows?
Shit. But,
man, it's exhausting to... But then also, you know, I exhaust myself by having this perception to where it's like, you know, motherfuckers out here doing shit like this. Or it's like, yeah, all right, cool.
Hey, that's my uncle, dude. I'm
kidding, bro. No, I mean, it's exhausting to me where it's like... do not understand shit, but you have an opinion on shit you don't understand. And it's like a strong opinion. And it's like, well, I'm not going to take your opinion seriously because you're a fucking idiot. And again, I exhaust myself for thinking that way because then I'm like, I'm just part of the fucking problem too. So what do I even care? Which is why I remain apolitical and observant rather than being a participant in it. And I just think that this is a dope ass example as to why the fuck we need to update the way we govern our society. And when you start talking about shit like that, people fucking panic, you know, because they're afraid of.
I don't like change.
I want to keep living like we're in the 1700s. It's like, bro, it's fucking 2021. We have technology. We can make shit better. Let's fucking do it. You know,
let's get Obama on the podcast, dude.
Dr. Miami is giving out penis extensions for $599. Let's all go to fucking Florida.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
What's when
you make all these random like headlines and shit about like UFOs and all this other stuff? Have you been?
Oh yeah, dude. I think that's 2020 part two, man. Fuck yeah, that'd be crazy if we start getting the
right over there. Like, hey man, they're fucking rushing
the counters.
I think we should go down there and maybe say hi or something. Like, what the fuck? Did you see that one video of like the Israeli person dude that was like, yeah, man. We're like in cahoots with this Galactic Federation.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Pray the gay away. Yeah, man. Get on your knees and fucking pray the gay away, dude. You know?
And pants, bro. Shock the gay away, bro.
Yeah, dude. It's interesting times, man. You know, the very fabric of society, I feel, is coming undone, and whatever simulation it is that we're living in.
It's the 2012 effect, bro. I'm telling you, 2012, dude. 2021 is just 2012 with two numbers switched, bro. It's an anagram.
2021 is 2012 with dyslexia. That's what that is.
Right. Shit, dude. We talked about this, right? Remember we were talking about the whole like Hadron Collider and the fucking Higgs boson particle and how everything has been just spiraling since then, right? That's it, bro.
It definitely feels that way, man. It definitely feels odd. Like,
I still can't believe, like, it feels so weird saying like, hey man, we're about to hit a year of the pandemic happening, right? And shit, dude, not to get like super sappy, but like a lot of people have died, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like people that we know. This is just man.
I've somehow been blessed to where like my family's just continuously dodging bullets. And I think this is the closest call to where like I'm getting fucking tested. You know what I mean? Like I got tested yesterday.
I do super irresponsible things like going to comedy shows and sharing mics with other dirty motherfuckers. But I get tested every week, right? And I try to quarantine so I don't like, you know, not try, but I quarantine so I don't go and expose other people unknowingly. But I get tested every week. There's 2 week intervals between when the mics happen. So, you know, we go by the whole CDC stuff and just got tested on Monday. Supposed to get results today, actually.
I'm supposed to get results on Friday, which means that I got tested yesterday, right? Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the full 72 hours then, right?
Yeah. Like it's normally what, 48 to 72?
Dude, every time that I've gotten it, it's been 24 hours. Today, this last test is the first time that I don't get it in 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't checked my email yet.
So. But it was just after New Year's, and there were a shit ton of people. Apparently, they had like this, they have a testing site here by where I live, and they had, I think it was like 800, 900 slots, and they were gone within like, you know, an hour or two.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I want to look up updates on the coup. We're just chilling today. How are you guys doing?
How's the fucking general population out there? Comment. If you have a funny comment, I'll send you an invite to the stream. No, I'm playing. But maybe I am. No, I don't know, man. I just wanted to hop on some shit and fucking talk all this shit, bro. And like,
oh, apparently there were talks about invoking the 25th. That Pence was looking at invoking the 25th. That'd be crazy.
No, that's unprecedented, is it not?
Huh?
That's unprecedented, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Unprecedented, the man.
Literally. Yeah, man, like, people are out here trying to... There was that, and then there was also like other Republicans saying like whoever, you know, supports this or expresses any sort of like support for the fucking quote unquote coup, then get the fuck out of office. And it's like, how about I mean, yeah, but also like, what about people that, you know, like governors that were like, hey, dude, COVID lockdown, but guess what? I'm at a fucking fancy ass like restaurant party and shit. Like, fuck you. Fuck, you can't just have it both ways also. And that's just kind of like a very specific thing, but I don't know, man. It's been a fucking wild trip, and we might be in the death throes of whatever the American Empire was. It's been a solid 300 years, right? Almost.
I had to think about like how, you know, how maybe it's just growing pains, dude. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be like the unraveling. A lot of people calling for civil war. That's fun.
Like, why would you want that? Like, that would be disastrous.
You know, yeah.
Like, bloodshed, more than likely. Like, we have a fucking legit army that if they would unleash that on, like, civilian militias, like, that would be fucking wild. Like, I don't think that there should be a civil war. I think this is, again, the time to come together and have like our best and brightest minds, which hopefully are able to not necessarily be influenced by, you know, special interests that corporations, etc.
Who?
I don't fucking know, dude. Whoever.
you think law of attraction made all of this real?
Do you, no, I don't
was
know.
Was I thinking or was I hoping for a fucking coup? No. Or civil war? Nah.
Hoping for a Trump presidency? Never.
Neither Biden. Both are pretty. Yeah,
sure. I think like the wants or whatever were definitely like, let's elect Bernie and maybe like Tulsi Gabbard or something. And then like that would have been a fucking amazing like VP or president VP combo as a fucking ticket, I think. You know, like an actual fucking progressive, and then like as a VP candidate or vice versa, like a woman of a minority that served the country and is also progressive, but you know, calm, level-headed enough to like.
I think it's gonna be super hard to do anything like that ever now. Like, I just think we'll see. We'll see how bad or how good, I guess, it goes within these last within these next 4 years. If the inauguration happens, dude, at this point, I don't even fucking know. Yeah, but like, what if you wanted to see more of this life and this paves the way? Justin is super high right now. He's super high.
Afterlife. Do you mean that if we wanted life to end, like it would have just all ended, like, all right, you know, like this is where the buck stops, but you want to continue to live this life, then this is what it's, I don't understand that. I don't understand. You mean
we're all dead and just chilling?
Be cool if we're, you know, speeding up the effect of like being able to manifest your own thoughts and shit.
Like, I'm glad we decided to make this 45 minutes because I do feel like, we got to get back into the swing of things, dude.
Like a 1,000,000%, you know?
And, yeah.
I've got a couple of ideas that I'll run by you that I'm going to be executing. And
yeah. You want to give a teaser, dude?
No, I don't, actually. Not at all. Not in the least, because okay. These are still in their infancy, and I don't want to murder them or abort them. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot, but Jesus, man, interesting times to say the least. It's again, I feel like I've said this before, we're currently right at the precipice of this Machiavellian moment, and if we're not fucking careful, it can go to shit even harder. You know what I mean?
What do you think? What are you saying? Like, what do you mean?
So this is the exact moment into which, like, someone that's charismatic enough and says all the right things can step into a position of power and either fucking take us down a crazy dark path or take us towards, like, a better society, whatever. And the trick to not having that happen is to not have this exact system that we have at the moment, to where even though technically the president is just like a figurehead, if you really look at the way that our government is structured, for some reason or another, and I guess this has been true since, like, you know, FDR or whatever, like, presidential powers have been continuously expanded since then. And now, like, the president is almost like a fucking king in a certain extent, to a certain extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess the motherfucker was right, bro. The last step before tyranny is democracy. But I guess it's like a, you know, representative republic or whatever versus like an actual direct democracy, which would, I guess, really devolve into that. But nevertheless, I digress, bro. I feel like it is right at that exact moment to where we need to wake the fuck up and be like, all right, man, we can't be married to these. I don't know, but I'm loving this anarchy. Are you really, dude? You know, because the next step to this is like, motherfuckers is going to run up on you strapped.
I think it's easy to say that when it's not here, right? Like, 100%. I'm sure the fucking turmoil that's going on in other places and not being directly affected by it is just, you know, like that. But
just
what's his name? Alec, who did the protest at City Hall during the BLM stuff, said, like, he put up a perfect, like, analogy for it, where he was like, when I organized this and, you know, we got all these people together, we had cops during the second protest, which was peaceful, no guns involved or whatever, and they showed up to City Hall to submit the demands that they had. They had cops with snipers on them, right? Like, they would literally add cops to say, these people are waltzing up to fucking Capitol Hill with like nothing. And there were pictures, dude. There were pictures of like cops taking selfies with them, opening up the barriers. Yeah, did you see that?
No, again, like, I have not really.
Bro, I'll pull that shit up right now.
I heard about it. I was listening to Timcast or Tim Pool right now, right before we jumped on over here. And I was like, what the
fuck? They were opening up the barriers and just letting people through.
But again, like, what is that all that mean? You know, like, why would they do that?
Cops are Proud Boys, dude.
Maybe those, you know, not all of them. Again, it's hard to just generalize everything when there's nuance to everything. And that's the issue, where not a lot of people want to accept that there is nuance to all this shit. Like, it's either all black and white. There's no gray. It's like mostly everything is gray. Hardly anything is ever black and white. You know what I mean?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, dude. Can I take a selfie with you, bro? I don't know if I buy into, you know, because he was kind of just like, I guess, whatever. It's not like, oh, I'm going to fucking actively participate. You know, I would say
still, dude, like, I would be like, get the fuck away from me. Get out of this building. What are you doing here? Like,
think about, put yourself in that cop's position. You know what I mean? You're surrounded by people that are
everyone.
Like, you don't want to act, motherfucker. Just like, if you're gonna take a selfie with me, then keep shit cool. Like, I don't know. I'm
not to antagonize. Then is what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. I think people are going out of limb by saying, "Oh, the cop's a fucking Proud Boy and shit like that." Like, dude, that did not look like that at all. That did not look like a person that, oh, I'm super down to take the selfie and shit like that. Like, again, you see what I mean by like polarizing events that may or not necessarily be.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm kind of over it, honestly. Like, I just don't want to, like, I don't know, man. Like, it's disappointing. It's disappointing to see, like, the reaction towards them.
I like that,
that I like more
for this shit to happen. I do not like that they're choosing to die on this hill. Again, like, there has been so many fucking instances in the past, since 9/11 till now. There's been so many fucking things that we could have chosen to do exactly this for and be like, hey, fuck all the way off, government. You are clearly not acting in the best interest of the people. We're gonna fucking stop you right now with force. You know what I mean? But why the fuck now? You know, like, why not when fucking Obama bailed out all these banks that fucking failed and was like, here is all this fucking money, and then all the fucking CEOs.
That was, you talking about TARP? That wasn't Obama.
Bro, I'm talking about back in 2008. With like the economic collapse, the bursting
of TARP, the Troubled Assets Relief Program. That was a Bush era thing. What are you talking about?
Who signed? No, bro. Go back to that. That should happen back in 2008 when Obama took office. And then who the fuck does this dude appoint to be like in charge of the SEC and shit like that? The motherfuckers that orchestrated all this shit, or maybe not necessarily orchestrated it, because again, various entities all involved.
Signed into law October 3rd, 2008 by George W. Bush.
Booth. John Wilkes Booth. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Troubled Assets Relief Program of the United States government to purchase toxic assets and equity from financial institutions. Yeah, that was what caused the spiral. I'm telling you, that was Bush era.
Fair enough. But still, like, the other shit like that, you know, like that could have been like an instance where we're like, wait, what? You're going to do what? You're going to give how many trillions of dollars to what? You're going to give, like, the world's wealth to who?
Yeah, they had done that. They had done the thing with the auto manufacturers too. I think that was Obama era, but that was when he did that whole cash for clunkers thing. They were trying to revive the auto industry because they wanted people to buy cars because according to them, it was like if we let these car manufacturers fall, then we're boned. And we can't produce things like Humvees or whatever the fuck. So it was like, this is the whole thing, and people are going to be out of jobs. Obviously, that's another thing. But they were saying it was in the interest of national security that they did that whole bailout. I studied that topic for debate, right? So that's like, I know way too much about it. But yeah, they had the big three.
I would rather you know way too much about it than not enough.
Yeah.
But in any case, like, I'm saying that there's been all these instances in history where this reaction that they're doing right now would have been the appropriate reaction. You know what I mean? At any point
in time, I wanted some fucking blood way earlier.
No. I'm not saying blood. I'm saying like the show of force by the people to be like, hey, you fucking work for us. not for these fucking companies. You know what I mean? Like, they've.
Oh, yeah, I think it should be the other way around. I mean, dude, imagine we see a flip. Imagine this guy fucking stays in power, right? What if he's just like, no inauguration, fucking sit down, you know? Like,
then at that point, you know, that's where it'll fucking boil over, I assume. And people are going to fucking do something about it. Cause that's
how easy would it be right now for somebody to fucking invade us, bro?
I don't think it would be that easy. We still have the fucking, you know, most technically advanced fucking military.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Put Justin White on the stream. Justin White.
You want him to tag out? We were about to call, but you want him to tag out? Okay.
No, I'm good with wrapping it up here. Just to, you know, let's just better almost just enough than too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll be back at it within the next week or so. And potentially with Whips to talk about a drop, this latest project that he's
Never
out. Yeah, Never, really fucking good. Check that shit out.
Also Verm the Villain, check that out.
Yeah, Verm the Villain, check that out. He's great. Saw him live, and
yeah, well, he put out a rap song and it's fucking amazing. You listen to it.
Yeah, fucking great.
Coltrane. It's good. Yeah, but Cool. I don't have any plugs. We have mic drops going on every other week. Go to them. So
not this week, the week after.
Right? Not tomorrow, but next week. I think it's like the 14th or something. And Jonathan, yeah, we've talked about putting up a show. Let's we can work on something like that too.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't have any other plugs. We're good for now.
Yeah, neither do I. Just we're back into the swing of things, so just get your ears ready for shit because we're here and we're queer. Goodbye.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That can't be the slogan for 2021.
I don't want it to be.
It's too late, man. We've already adopted it.
It's not. It's not too late. You haven't ended the stream yet.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
All right. Okay. Let's all join hands and pray the gay away. Goodbye.
No.